సంజయ ఉవాచ ముక్తో హృషీకేశో గుడాకేశేన భారత ముక్తో హృషీకేశో గుడాకేశేన భారత సేనయోరుభయోర్మధ్యే స్థాపయిత్వా రథోత్తమం భీష్మద్రోణ ప్రముఖతః సర్వేషాం చ మహీక్షితాం భీష్మద్రోణ ప్రముఖతః సర్వేషాం చ మహీక్షితాం ఉవాచ పార్థ పశ్యేతాన్ సమవేతాన్ కురునితి ఉవాచ పార్థ పశ్యేతాన్ సమవేతాన్ కురునితి So we saw in the last class that Arjuna asked Krishna to place the chariot in between the two armies. And Krishna did exactly as he was told. So he just took the chariot in between them and parked there. And now Sanjaya is coming back to start addressing again to Dhritarashtra. What did Krishna do after taking the chariot there? Evam uktaha Hrishikeshaha. Lord Krishna Hrishikeshaha, who was a simple charioteer, he heard these words from Arjuna. Ratam sthapaya mechuta. That's what he said. Go and put the chariot there. Hrishikeshaha means we have already seen this name earlier. Hrishikanam indriyanam ishaha. Hrishikaha means indriyaha, all the sense organs. He is the lord of all sense organs. That is Hrishikeshaha, one who is the lord of all the sense organs, all the jnanendriyas, the organs of the sense organs, the karmendriyas, the actions of organ, especially the mind. Krishna is the lord of all of them. So he is called Hrishikeshaha. He knows the minds of all people. When he is the master of the mind of all people also, he knows the minds of all people, and that of Arjuna particularly here in this situation. Where are his weak points? What are his strong points? All these Krishna knows. And that Krishna, who was thus addressed by whom? By Arjuna. Go and put the chariot there. Gudakeshena. Gudakeshena by Arjuna. Gudaka means sleep. Gudakayaha Ishaha, the master of sleep. That is sleep. Gudaka means sleep. So he is the master of sleep. Arjuna is a very good student. You don't want a sleepy student. So if Krishna is going to give Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna, he wants to give it to an alert student, not to a sleepy student. So he is Gudakaya, Gudakayaha Ishaha. And also he has to listen to 17 chapters, not just one or two chapters. So he wants to be alert. And sleep represents what? Tamoguna. Sleep represents the Tamoguna, and he is supposed to be the master of Tamoguna. So he is always alert. He is sattvic in character. He is always alert. So that is why he was chosen by Krishna for the Gita teaching. There are so many Pandavas, but Arjuna was the chosen one because Krishna considers him as the eligible one, as the one who is the sadhana chatushtaya sampannaha. We already saw these terms earlier. Who is the adhikari, who is eligible, who can get this jnanam, this particular jnanam. So if the teacher chooses a wrong student, then it is only the dosha of the teacher. Because the teacher should know to whom what to be given. The Upanishad clearly says, Asishyaya na deyam. If a person is not eligible to be a student, do not give this vidya to him. Upanishad emphatically says that. So the teacher should make sure that the student is eligible to receive this jnanam. And Krishna chose such a student here. Ratottamam sthapayitva. So Krishna placed the great chariot. It is called Ratottamam. Uttamam ratam it is. It is a great chariot. He put that thing here. Mahati sandane sthita. All those things we saw earlier also. So this is such a great ratam. He put them where? Ubayoho senayoho madhye. Senayoho ubayoho madhye means between the two armies. As a very obedient charioteer to the master, Krishna just put the chariot right there. You know, in our place, when you go to India, especially when you have chauffeur driven cars are very common. So sometimes some host wants to give you a ride. So he will take you in his car. So you sit with him. Then you watch this master, what he is telling to the driver. You may have to make a left turn after 3-4 turns. Right from here, he will start telling him, turn left, turn left, turn left. The poor driver will get so much confused. He won't know where to turn left. So this master is such an obedient master, this charioteer here, Krishna, is such an obedient charioteer. He placed the chariot exactly in the mathematical center between the two armies. He just put them there. And what is the greatness here? Between the two armies, the chariot would have been placed anywhere on the line between them. That is a line in center between them. This huge line is going. You can put the chariot anywhere you want, right? He only at madhye. He can put. But Krishna had a mischief. He placed the chariot in a particular place. In the center only, but in the line, he could have placed anywhere. But he put it in a particular place where Bhishma Drona Pramukataha. In front of just Bhishma and Drona, he put the chariot. So that is Krishna's mischief. He could have put anywhere, he put it right there. Sarveshamcha Mahikshita. And all other important kings are there. So among the army, there are so many important people on the other side. So Krishna managed to put the chariot right in front of them so that Arjuna can have a clear look at all those people, because he knows what he is driving at. Krishna knows. So he put him like right there, because to whom Arjuna has got the problem of what? Attachment. He has got the problem of ragaha. It's a very weak point, and Krishna knows that. So he has this weak point, raga. So he does not have a clear vision about these people. So Krishna knows. And so he places the chariot right in front of them. And Uvacha, he addressed, understood that is, it is Krishna. Actually, it's Arjuna Uvacha. It is, O Partha, Partha, Pashyetan, Samavetan, Kurunithi. Samavetan, Yetan. These people, who are assembled in front of you, Pashya, you may see them. So Krishna addresses Arjuna and tells him, you look at these people who are assembled in front of you. As though he does not know anything and he is very innocent, he just placed this thing and puts the chariot there. Samavetan, yetan, pashya, iti uvacha, Krishna uvacha. These are all reports of whom? Sanjaya to Dhritarashtra. That is why in the previous sloka, there is the word Bharata. Bharata means what? Refers to Dhritarashtra in the previous sloka. And the moment Arjuna saw these people from near, earlier he was looking at from a distance. Now he is seeing them in close quarters. What did he see there? Earlier he looked from a distance. And there at that time what he said? He called them as Dhritarashtraha Durbuddehe. All these evil people of Dhritarashtras, the sun, that's what he saw them earlier from the distance. Now he brought them all closer. Now we are seeing slowly the conversion in the mind of Arjuna. So all those Durbuddhi enemies, all those bhava are going away slowly. Arjuna is getting weaker now. His strength as a Kshatriya is falling apart. Now he is looking at these people from a different angle. That's what he is seeing now. तत्रा पश्यति तान् पार्थः पितॄनत पितामहान् तत्रा पश्यति तान् पार्थ पितॄनत पितामहान् आचार्यान् मातुलान् भ्रातृन् पुत्रान् पौत्रान् सखींस्तथा आचार्यान् मातुलान् भ्रातृन् पुत्रान् पौत्रान् सखींस्तथा मातुलान् भ्रातृन् पुत्रान् पौत्रान् सखींस्तथा श्वशुरान् सुहृदश्चैव सेनयोरुभयोरपि श्वशुरान् सुहृदश्चैव सेनयोरुभयोरपि तान् समीक्ष्य स कौन्तेयः सर्वान् बन्धूनवस्थितान् तान् समीक्ष्य स कौन्तेय सर्वान् बन्धूनवस्थितान् कृपया परया विष्टः विषीदन्निदमब्रवीत् कृपया परया विष्टो विषीदन्निदमब्रवीत् You need a book? पार्थः तत्र अपश्यत् अर्जुन वास् देर् दिस् पर्टिक्युलर् सैट् वट् डिड् हि सी देर् पार्थः तत्र अपश्यत् वट् डिड् हि सी देर् आल् द पीपल् हू आर् स्टाण्डिङ्ग् इन् फ्रण्ट् दे आर् आल् रिलेटेड् टु हिम् हि नौ लुक्स् एट् दम् एस् रिलेटिव्स् रिलेशन्शिप् नौ हेस् कम् इन् टु प्ले एर्लियर् हि लुक्ड् एट् दम् एस् दुर्बुद्धेः नौ हि इस् लुकिङ्ग् एट् दम् एस् रिलेटिव्स् इन् वन् वे आर् दि अदर् दे आर् रिलेटेड् टु हिम् So what are these people whom he saw? Pitrun. All those of similar age like his own father. Pitrun. Pita means father. So these are all similar to age like his father. Pitamahan. Pitamahan, the grandparents. Similar to his grandparents. Acharyan, teachers. In one field or the other. Drona, Bhishma, they are all teachers. Matulan. Matulan means uncles. He saw all uncles. Bratrun. Brothers, cousin brothers, all those people. Putran, as good as his own children. Duryodhana's children are like his own children because they are all cousin brothers' son. Then Pautran, grandchildren. Sakim, friends. Swashuran, as good as father-in-law because several of them, they are all his brother's father-in-law. All those people are all there. And Sugridaha, lot of well-wishers are also there. He is seeing all these people where Sainayor, Ubayorapi, it is nothing but actually a battle between only two close-knit families. That is what he is seeing now. He is not looking at them as Durbuddehe or any of those. He is looking at them as this fight between two close-knit set of people, relatives. Tan samikshya sa kaunteyaha. Arjuna now clearly saw the people who were sarvan, bandun, avasthitan. All these people are only bandhus. They are all only relatives. They are not any different. They are all bandhus only, bandavaha. And here again what we have to notice, swabandhun, my people, they are all my relatives. That is what he is telling. He is going to call them later swajanam. They are all my people. Swajanam, swa means my own. He is going to call them later as swajanam. So swabandhun, and does he not know this before? He knows them earlier also. He knows that they are all relatives earlier. He knows very, very clearly. But when the distance was far, they are in the forest, the Pandavas are in the forest, and all the Kauravas are in the kingdom, they were all far away. He could not, at that time, he could objectively analyze why I am in the forest, what made me to come to the forest. These are the people who drove me out. Now this is adharma. As a Kshatriya, I have to fight adharma. All those objectivity was there in his mind when they were all far removed. Now when he comes closer in front of them, naturally the bandhavyam comes, the relationship comes. Oh, they are my people, that attitude comes. Looking at Drona and Bhishma, he cannot fight a war with them because they are their mentors, they are his teachers, so he becomes a weakling now in their front. So right in front of them, all dharma, whatever he thought he has to fight for, they are all thrown out to the wind. Now mamakara has come, mindness, my people, my relatives, that has come, which is the reflection of what? Attachment, raga. So we are now looking at raga, shoka and moha. That's what I told last time. Raga is attachment, shoka is sorrow, and moha is delusion. All those things are pictured in Arjuna now. So he has slipped from the rational to irrational, that kind of distinction. Dharma, adharma distinction, right, wrong distinction. Kartavya, akartavya. Kartavya is duty. Akartavya and dharma, adharma. All those vision, all those discrimination, he lost all of them. That means he lost reasoning. He doesn't look at dharma anymore. He is overtaken by relationships. So from vijnanamaya kosha. Vijnanamaya kosha means what? We already saw, I just touched upon that earlier when I gave a brief introduction from Tattva Bodha. Vijnanamaya kosha refers to the intellect. Intellect gave way to what? Manomaya kosha, mind, which is emotion. So from intellect, he has switched over to emotion now. Earlier he was intellectually analyzing. Now he is drawn by emotion. He became succumbed. He became a weakling to his own mind. So has become an emotional personality now. And short-sighted personality also. He looks not only as families, and not for the, he is not looking at for the well-being of the society or dharma anymore, looking at families. So he is no more a kshatriya. He has fallen from the duty of a kshatriya already. He is falling. He is belonging to a kshatriya's duty is what? He belongs to the whole kingdom. He is the king of the whole kingdom. But now he is attaching himself to a few people who are his relatives and trying to make judgment based on these few people and leaving sight of the whole kingdom. He is becoming a mere family person and not a king anymore. This is the conversion in Arjuna. So that is what is happening to Arjuna now, which was wanted by Krishna also. Because if this doesn't happen, Krishna cannot give Bhagavad Gita. So he wants Arjuna to convert like this. So he wants to let Arjuna understand the problem of attachment himself. Unless Arjuna understands himself the problem of attachment that he has, no amount of teaching by Krishna or anybody else would alert Arjuna of the inherent problem that he has, namely raga, the attachment. Everyone has this problem, but it is not known because we don't face it much. We all have the problem. Everybody has the problem of raga. Everybody has the problem of attachment. But it has not, the intensity has not become so strong that we don't recognize it yet. Whereas for Arjuna, that is happening. So Arjuna also never faced it earlier. Earlier he fought so many wars. So many wars he won. He destroyed so many people, killed so many people. He just killed them like mosquitoes. He had no emotional balance there, nothing, he doesn't care. There he was a king. To establish dharma, he fought all those wars. Now he has become a weakling. He is not able to even stand the sight of all these people. Such a kind of war setting has come to make him understand the problem that he has, namely raga. So even though he has fought many other wars, all these problems at that time didn't arise. So bandhun avasthitam, the moment he saw the bandhus, the relatives, his head goes down. He has become a weakling now. The raised chest of a kshatriya has come down again, and the situation gradually is changing now from an alert a kshatriya to a weakling kshatriya. Now, what happened? Kripaya paraya avishtaha. He was completely overpowered. Avishtaha. Completely overpowered. Aveshan. You know, we have heard this word aveshaha. People normally get this avesha. Emotionally, they are drawn. So he became an emotional personality. Emotion completely took over him. His mind took over him. Overpowered or immobilized by what? Kripaya. Kripa here, normally kripa means compassion. Here, kripaya, here, kripa here refers to, you know, attachment here. Normally, kripa refers to compassion, mercy, pity, all those things are kripa. Ishwara kripa, by mercy of the Lord. Here, it is attachment again. So, when we say Ishwara kripa, it is the compassion of Ishwara, not attachment at that time. Here, it is attachment. And what type of attachment? Not an ordinary type. It is paraya kripaya avishta. Paraya kripaya, extreme attachment. He is drawn by extreme attachment. It is not just a small attachment. Why? He imagines all these people, they are all going to die right away in front of his eyes. That is the fear. There is a war going to happen. I am going to kill them. They are going to die right in my eyes. They are going to die. He is going to lose his near and dear ones like the Bhishma, Drona, all these great people whom he has a lot of respect, and all these other relatives, he is going to lose all of them. So when attachment is strong, even an imaginary loss will become a big sorrow. Because attachment is so, the very fear of losing something, even that will cause a lot of pain in the problem. You tell somebody that you are going to give him something tomorrow, 100, some, you know, maybe a car or something, tomorrow you are going to gift him. You have not given him yet. He has got the knowledge now, you are going to gift him tomorrow. But for some reason, you could not give. This guy's sorrow immediately becomes what? As if he has been owning the car for 20 years, he lost it. He never got it. He didn't even touch the car yet. He has been thinking whether I can give or not. That's all. But still, the attachment has already started. Now, in this case, he has been growing up with these people for years. All these Bhishma, he was the pet for Bhishma. He was the pet for Dronacharya. All these people have been bringing him up so much. So, suddenly he became Kripaya Paraya Avishtaha. So, that Paraya means it's extreme attachment, that's what it is here. So, actually in the introduction we said that the first chapter is going to be what? Samsara Darshanam. This is the first chapter is going to show, reveal to Arjuna the nature of samsara he is in. So, we are interested in Arjuna, etc. They are all story, all these other things about Arjuna. Samsara Darshanam is what we have to see. How we are in the problem of samsara, sorrow. Everybody has to understand. Arjuna and other things are story part of it only. But this is what is the emphasis here. So, first chapter is only samsara varnanam, description of samsara, description of sorrow. So, only when samsara is understood clearly, moksha will be also understood clearly. That is the reason why we are trying to understand samsara here. If the problem is not clear, the solution will never be clear because you cannot even think of a proper solution. So, studying the answer does not make the problem clear. So, if I say, okay, I will study moksha, it is not going to make me any clear at all unless I recognize what is the problem I have to get rid of. That's what is the topic here. So, moksha will be relevant only if the understanding of samsara is correct. Then only it will become relevant. So, samsara, as I told, is described as three problems: raga, shoka, and moha. Raga is attachment, shoka is sorrow, and moha is delusion. So, attachment, sorrow, and confusion are delusion. This is delusion. Actually, this confusion is Dharma Shankaranam. You don't know what to do, whether it is to do this, to be done this way or that way. If I do it this way, will I be hurting some people? All these, you know, conflicts come in the mind without having a clarity in thinking. This is Dharma Shankaranam. All those things happen. So, the first point is emphasized here. Arjuna was overwhelmed here by the first thing, namely the attachment, that is Ragaha. So, among the three things, raga is emphasized here. Once the raga comes, then the other brother, namely shoka or vishadaha, will come automatically. Sorrow will automatically come because it is considered to be the brother of attachment. So grief, sorrow, depression, mental pain, they are all same group. So they all will come automatically. So kripaya avishtaha. Arjuna was overpowered by attachment. And the next thing is what? Vishidan. Vishidan means what? He started to grieve. Grieving now. So because of that, he started to grieve. Now imagine Arjuna 2 minutes ago, what he said? Raham ratam sthapaya me achyuta. That's what he commanded Achyuta, Krishna. Go and put the chariot right there. He was the commander. He was the master of the chariot. Very strong voice, firm voice, emphatic voice. Now suddenly, the same Arjuna, now Vishidan Abravid, the grief-stricken Arjuna, he now speaks. That's what he says. So he stated the following words with grief. And what did he say? Arjuna Vacha.
Arjuna Vacha. Arjuna Vacha.
Drishtvemam Swajanam Krishna.
Drishtvemam Swajanam Krishna.
Yuyutsum
samupastitam. Yuyutsum samupastitam. Yuyutsum samupastitam.
Drishtvemam Swajanam Krishna. Yuyutsum samupastitam.
Drishtvemam Swajanam Krishna. Yuyutsum samupastitam. Drishtvemam Swajanam Krishna. Yuyutsum samupastitam.
Sidanti mama gatrani.
Sidanti mama gatrani. Sidanti mama gatrani.
Mukancha parishushyati.
Mukancha parishushyati. Mukancha parishushyati.
Sidanti mama gatrani. Mukancha parishushyati.
Sidanti mama gatrani. Mukancha parishushyati. Sidanti mama gatrani. Mukancha parishushyati.
Vepatuscha sharire me.
Vepatuscha sharire me. Vepatuscha sharire me.
Romaharshascha jayate.
Romaharshascha jayate. Romaharshascha jayate.
Vepatuscha sharire me. Romaharshascha jayate.
Vepatuscha sharire me. Romaharshascha jayate. Vepatuscha sharire me. Romaharshascha jayate.
Gandivam sramsate hastat.
Gandivam sramsate hastat. Gandivam sansrave hastat.
Tvakchaiva paridahyate.
Vakchaiva paridahyate. Vakchaiva paridahyate.
Gandivam sramsate hastat. Tvakchaiva paridahyate.
Gandivam sansrave hastat. Vakchaiva paridahyate. Gandivam sramsate hastat. Vakchaiva paridahyate.
Nacha shaknom yavasthatum.
Nacha shaknom yavasthatum. Nacha shaknom yavasthatum.
Bhramati vacha me manaha.
Bhramati vacha me manaha. Bhramati vacha me manaha.
Nacha shaknom yavasthatum. Bhramati vacha me manaha.
Nacha shaknom yavasthatum. Bhramati vacha me manaha. Nacha shaknom yavasthatum. Bhramati vacha me manaha.
Nimittani cha pashyami.
Nimittani cha pashyami. Nimittani cha pashyami.
Viparitani keshava.
Viparitani keshava. Viparitani keshava.
So we are dividing slokas according to topic. The next line we will include with the next topic. So in the previous line, it was said, Arjuna was kripaya paraya avishtaha. Overpowered by attachment. Extremely overpowered by attachment. And it was also said that it was not an ordinary attachment, but an extreme attachment. Because attachment also, if you remember, you know, it also has gradation. Right? When things are lost, the intensity of sorrow, it is directly proportional to the extent of attachment you have with that instrument, whatever you lose. So if something is a small thing, you may not care, okay, it's all gone, doesn't matter. If something you are attached very much, when that is gone, then it becomes the greatest dukkha. So intensity of attachment is determined by the extent of attachment one has, the dukkham has, the one has. So in the case of Arjuna, the attachment was paraya kripaya pavishtaha. Towards Bhishma and Drona, it is a very firm, very highly intense, because even more than his own kirtan came. He has got such an attachment to Bhishma and Drona and all these people. So sorrow is also should be paraha vishadaha. So the sorrow also should be very high, very extreme sorrow in this case. How do you know the sorrow is extreme? Because sorrow is an internal condition, correct? Sorrow is an internal condition. How do you know externally that you cannot see the mind of a person? How you see that the sorrow is very extreme in him? Sukshma sharirasya apratyakshatvat. See, sukshma shariram is a subtle, mind is a subtle body, right? Because it is apratyaksham. Pratyaksham means what can be seen. But sukshma sharira, mind is apratyaksham. You cannot see it. Because of that, how do you know that the sorrow is extreme? Because it's a function of the mind, emotion. How do you know that Arjuna has extreme sorrow? Because when the emotions are very high, it begins to show in the physical personality also. However much you want to contain your sorrow within yourself, if it becomes too much sorrow, then it will express it in some way. Whether it is too much emotion, whether it is happiness also. You may be not very happy. Then this guy will be smiling, he will be talking for, you know, all these things you can see. Some people might even, some guy got a great news that he won a lottery or something. The moment he heard it, that's it. He collapsed. Because it's so much of this thing, happiness, he could not contain it. People can have all this, the transformation of internal emotional thing to physical attributes can happen. So when it is a mild emotion, we can cover it. When it is an emotion which is very strong, as it goes higher and higher, the body, the mind, they begin to show up. So this is what is happening. So when somebody is extremely angry also, or happy or sad, it shows up physically. And here Vyasacharya, he clearly picturizes the physical changes that happened in Arjuna by this extreme sorrow. That's what he is giving in this shloka. The most courageous Kshatriya Arjuna, who can fight even the greatest, the strongest army, he succumbs to the problem of the inner enemy called samsara. Drishtvemam swajanam Krishna. Before he said bandhun, they are all my bandhavas, bandhus, relatives. And he even called them as Dhartarashtraha, the sons of Dhritarashtra. He didn't even address them as my cousins or anything. So look at the sons of Dhritarashtra, who are Durbuddhehe, people with evil mind. Now the same Arjuna says, he calls them swajanam, drishtvemam swajanam Krishna. Oh Krishna, look at my people, swajanam, my people. Imam swajanam drishtva, having seen, oh Krishna, how pathetic he is now from his commanding position. Oh, having seen, oh Krishna, at that time he is telling sthapaya achyuta. Now he is already pleading with him, ratam sthapaya, to hear. And what type of people they are? Yuyutsum samupasthitam, who have come here to fight. Yuyutsum, who have come here to fight. Not for a get together, there is no family reunion here. They all have come here to fight. Now I am looking at them, seeing these people, what happens to me is, mama gatrani sidanti, mama gatrani, that is, this is my hands, my limbs, they all become weakened, they droop, sidanti, they droop down, I am not able to stand by themselves, because I am so weakling right now. Mukham cha parishushyati, the mouth is drying up, mukham, my mouth is drying up. You put a guy to address your gathering of 50 people, put him on the stage. That's it. I don't know. He will drink cups and cups of water. Still no saliva will be forming there. Dried up. That is what is happening to him right now. Because mukham cha parishushyati. Parishushyati. Not only that. Sharire vepatuhu cha. The body is shivering. The body is shivering now. Me romaharshascha jayate. I am getting romaharsha. Romaharsha. All my hairs are standing at their end. Goosebumps. All those things are happening to me. These things can happen for extreme emotions. When there is extreme, emotion is extreme, all these things, they can happen. Whether it is happiness or sorrow, does not matter. They all can happen. And what else also happens? Gandivam hastat sramsate. Because I am not able to hold firmly, my bow, Gandiva. Bow is sliding from my hand. Gandivam hastad sramsate. Tvakchaiva paridahyate. My whole skin, tvak. My whole skin paridahyate. It is burning as if it were. So he is speaking so much of discomfort in the body. The body is burning. My hands are not firm anymore. Nacham shaknomi avastatum. I am not able to stand on my own feet. Shana shaknomi avastatum. And me manaha brahmati ivacha. And my mind, me manaha, is becoming giddy. Brahmati iva. Like a coma or unconscious mind. It is almost becoming like that. Unconscious or like Brahma. It has become. Nimittani viparitani cha pashyami. Pashyami, I see. What else? All evil omens. Viparitani nimittani. All these evil omens I see. It's a sign of confusion. The guy, everything you look at as if, you know, we used to say, you know, if you have got the jaundice, whatever you look yellow. So now he has got a blurred vision. So whatever he looks at, they all look confused. They all look viparitani. He is looking at all of them. Oh, Keshava, he is addressing to Keshava again. So Arjuna's sorrow is so extreme that it is pointed out through all these physical changes in him. So when the idea of mamakara comes, mindness, my people, my belonging, when that comes, then kripa, the attachment, or the misplaced compassion, whatever it is, they come to him. That's what happened to Arjuna. So the very first, the purpose of the very first chapter is what? Is to show the problem of attachment, which is a universal problem. Everybody has that problem. Only the intensity is different. It is not a question of kind. It is only a question of degree. How much you have. Everybody has this. So Vyasacharya shows that wherever there is attachment, yatra yatra ragaha, wherever there is attachment, tatra tatra shokaha or vishadaha, there grief, sorrow naturally accompany attachment. As para kripa, they come. Here is also paraha vishadaha. Paraha vishadaha means extreme grief, superlative. Then moha delusion has to naturally follow. So we saw attachment, we saw shoka, we saw sorrow also. Now we will see moha has to come now. This moha also has to be indicated because often one cannot know the difference between attachment and love. Because this I told earlier also yesterday, in the last class I think. Moha and the attachment and love is always confusing. One can interpret Arjuna's moha as love towards his relatives also. Why should we say that, you know, he lost the sense of dharma, adharma and all that? He loves them. Why you want to call them attachment? He loves them so much because Bhishma is very dear to him. Drona is very dear to him. So out of love he feels, oh, killing them is going to be causing me a lot of sorrow. So I cannot kill them. He may say it like that because, you know, to fight not because of attachment, but he doesn't want to fight. He wants, does not want to fight because of love, compassion. We can interpret it that way, right? So how do we distinguish between attachment and love is the question. In attachment, also we have sacrifice. Because somebody is so attached to somebody, they may be willing to sacrifice anything for them. Attached so much, they can sacrifice. But the difference is, in attachment alone, the intellect is blunted and the vision is blurred. It is short-sighted. He is carried by emotion so much. He is not going by reasoning anymore. And because of that emotion, he is willing to sacrifice anything. That is true. But in love, it is not so because love is always supported by a clarity of vision, by wisdom. So love is always supported by wisdom, whereas attachment is always blunted because the intellect is blunted. If Arjuna is possessed by love and compassion, then he should have had a clear vision. But the verses that we are going to see, again they reveal the state of his mind. He has no clear vision at all. So he is overcome more by attachment than by love. So here he sees whatever dharma is, he sees them as not dharma. And whatever is adharma, he sees them as dharma. We are going to see those shlokas. So here Arjuna is overcome only by attachment and not by love. Because this question might come, we can interpret Arjuna's this grief as due to love and not due to attachment. So attachment is followed by moha, and not love is not followed by moha. Attachment is always followed by moha, but love is never followed by moha, delusion, because there is no confusion, thinking is clear. So we should infer that the problem is not due to love, but due to raga or attachment. Nacha shreyo shreyo nu pasyami.
Nacha shreyo nu pasyami. Nacha shreyo nu pasyami.
Hatva swajana mahave.
Hatva swajana mahave. Hatva swajana mahave.
Nacha shreyo nu pasyami. Hatva swajana mahave.
Nacha shreyo nu pasyami. Hatva swajana mahave.
Nakankshe vijayam krishna.
Nakankshe vijayam krishna. Nakankshe vijayam krishna.
Nacha rajyam sukhani cha.
Nacha rajyam sukhani cha. Nacha rajyam sukhani cha.
Nakankshe vijayam krishna. Nacha rajyam sukhani cha.
Nakankshe vijayam krishna. Nacha rajyam sukhani cha. Nakankshe vijayam krishna. Nacha rajyam sukhani cha.
Kim no rajyena govinda.
Kim no rajyena govinda. Kim no rajyena govinda.
Kim bhogair jivitena va.
Kim bhogair jivitena va. Kim bhogair jivitena va.
Kim no rajyena govinda. Kim bhogair jivitena va.
Kim no rajyena govinda. Kim bhogair jivitena va. Kim no rajyena govinda.
Now Arjuna says to Krishna, Aham Shreyaha Na Pashyami. I don't see Na Pashyami what? Any benefit, any well-being, any worth in this war. Shreyaha Na Pashyami. In this war I don't see at all in this entire battle, because in this war Swajanam Ahave Hatva. Swajanam Ahave. Ahavaha means battle. Swajanam, I am going to kill my own people in this war. So what benefit can be there? What well-being can come out of this? There is no good coming out of this at all. Swajanam ahave hatva. And here also we have to note what? I am killing the adharmic people. That's what he should have told as a kshatriya. But what he says, I am killing my own people. That's what he is saying. So if he has told, I am killing the adharmic people, then he would have found shreyaha. Well-being there, worth there, benefit there. But he is not saying, because earlier he told Durbuddehe Dhartarashtrasya. That's what he told earlier. If that stand was clear, he would have got benefit. But he is not looking at that. So he would have seen as Dharma Samrakshanam, as the duty of a Kshatriya, if his vision was in that manner. Looking at them as adharmic people. But that is slowly going away. So already Dharma has got out of his mind. He lost what is real dharma at all, and he sees them as swajanam hatva. What benefit by killing my own people? So he is not considering the good of the country at all as a kshatriya king, but he is looking at only his people, family people. Nakankshem vijayam krishnam nacha rajyam sukanicham kimno rajyena govinda kimbogair jivitena va. Again Vyasacharya, he is picturizing again swajanam. He says, aham vijayam nakankshe. Nakankshe, I do not want vijayam, victory. I do not want victory over these people at all. They are swajana, my people. Nacha rajyam, I don't want the kingdom also. I don't want the kingdom, not any victory over them. Sukanicha, whatever sukham, the happiness that the kingdom might bring, this victory might bring, I don't want that also. Because what sukham can be there, what happiness can be there by killing my own kith and kin, my own relatives, my own teacher. I don't want nakankshe. Kimno rajyena govinda. What is the advantage that we are going to get by acquiring this kingdom? Kimno rajyena, this kingdom. Because that gain of this kingdom involves loss, again, of my people. Because the loss of my people, I am not going to gain anything at all. Kim bhogaihi. What is the use of pleasures? Bhogaha. Because now he goes to the extreme and says, Jivitenava, what is the use of even real life? What is the use of all these pleasures? What is the use of life itself if I have to kill my own kith and kin, my own dear people, my own teachers? So he has gone to that extreme. He has become such a weakling. So Arjuna is ready to sacrifice his kingdom, his pleasures, and even his own life than fighting this war. That is the state he is in today. So again, sacrifice is what? Is a measure of attachment. What we would like to sacrifice is a measure of our attachment, also of love also. You can sacrifice based on your love. We are going to see much more clear at this love aspect later. So to what intensity his attachment is indicated by what? By the readiness to sacrifice. Sacrifice, what are the things? Bhoga, the pleasures, sukha, all the happiness, rajya, the kingdom, his own jiva, his own life. When a person is willing to sacrifice any of these things, that shows how much his love or attachment towards that particular object is. Then what is the difference between sacrifice for attachment and sacrifice for love? Again, another question we have to still ask. Earlier we saw attachment and love. Now sacrifice for attachment and sacrifice for love. How do you distinguish between them? When it is sacrifice for attachment, then I will be willing to sacrifice everything, and unfortunately, I will sacrifice dharma also. That is, when we sacrifice for attachment, I will be willing to sacrifice anything because attachment is so intense. But in the process, I will not also look at dharma or dharma. I will be willing to sacrifice dharma also. That is a danger in attachment. Whereas in the case of love, I will be willing to sacrifice anything but dharma. Because I will be driven by dharma, the dharmic injections. Because dharma is what? Is a cosmic importance. Dharma is of cosmic importance that can never be sacrificed at all. That's why I told, for the sake of dharma, if a person has to lose a member of the family, it is fine. If a whole family has to be sacrificed for the sake of dharma in a country, that's fine. Because dharma only has to be upheld all the time. So that is the first step. Cosmic dharma is the first step towards moksha. So love will never bind me. Love is unbinding, whereas attachment is always binding. So that's the difference here. So when it comes to dharma, if it is pure love, I will not sacrifice dharma at all, even if it is to be my own kith and kin who are going to be sacrificed in the process. So here Arjuna is willing to sacrifice what? Everything, including dharma. Kshatriya dharma is what? To fight adharma and to establish dharma. He is willing to sacrifice that also. That is why he says, Kim no rajyena govindam, kim bogaihim jivitena va. What is the use of even life for me? It has no meaning to me. He continues, Yesha marthe kangshitam no.
Yesha marthe kangshitam no. Yesha marthe kangshitam no.
33rd shloka. 33rd shloka. First chapter. Yesham arthe kankshitam no.
Yesham arthe kankshitam no. Yesham arthe kankshitam no.
Rajyam bhoga sukhani cha.
Rajyam bhoga sukhani cha. Rajyam bhoga sukhani cha.
Yesham arthe kankshitam no. Rajyam bhoga sukhani cha.
Yesham arthe kankshitam no. Rajyam bhoga sukhani cha. Yesham arthe kankshitam no. Rajyam bhoga sukhani cha.
Tayime vasthita yuddhe.
Sanname vasthita yuddhe. Tayime vasthita yuddhe.
Pranam styaktva dhanani cha.
Pranam styaktva dhanani cha. Pranam styaktva dhanani cha.
Tayime vasthita yuddhe. Pranam styaktva dhanani cha.
Tayime vasthita yuddhe. Pranam styaktva dhanani cha. Tayime vasthita yuddhe. Pranam styaktva dhanani cha.
Generally, people seek all comforts and pleasures and all those things in life because we want to share it with our people. We want to share with our family, with our children. So I want all these comforts. We want all of them to be comfortable. So generally, that is the case. But here, unfortunately, through war, I may get all these pleasures. I may win the war. Already he decided he is going to win the war. So I may win the war, I may get all these pleasures, but with whom I am going to share when all my people are going to be killed? All my kith and kin, they are going to be killed. For example, I may want to go and tell Bhishmacharya, who is my great mentor, oh, I got all these great things, I accomplished all these things, but even he is not going to be there anymore, to whom am I going to tell? To Dronacharya, who is my teacher, I may go and enjoy my happiness with him. He is not going to be there anymore, so whom I will share with all the achievements that I may have, all these pleasures I may have, whom I am going to share with? So he says, Yesham arte kankshitam. Yesham arte kankshitam, for whose sake? He refers to actually Bhishma and Drona here perhaps. Kankshitam, all these things are desired. All these things, what are they? Rajyam, the kingdom, bhogaha, all happiness, sukhani, all those things, happiness and all those things, for whose sake? I am going to gain all of them if I cannot share with my own kith and kin, my own dear people, my teachers and all those. Thayime avasthitaha yudde. Those very near and dear ones are standing in front of me to fight, for the fight. How? How they are standing? Pranam stektva, giving up their lives. They are standing right in front of them. And dhananicha, giving up all their wealth also. The very same people, they all have come here. These are the people who have sacrificed their life for me, who have given up their wealth for me. Such people who are so dear to me, and they are all standing in front of me. What boga, what happiness, what pleasure I will have by killing these people, by engaging in this war. So my victory won't be a victory at all. Even if I win over this war, it is not going to be a victory at all, because by the victory, I may get the kingdom and pleasures, but I will not have the people to enjoy them with, to share them with. So the gain is not a gain at all. The war is useless to me. That's what he is thinking. So here also we are seeing Arjuna's clouded vision. He is not thinking anymore like a Kshatriya. He is not thinking anymore like a dharmic person. He is now a weakling, a person driven by the bindings of his family, Swajana. Arjuna never wanted to battle for the sake of kingdom and pleasures at all. Originally, that was he started with. He came to the battle not for kingdom and pleasures. He came to the battle for what? To fight adharma. Because Duryodhana's and all, they wouldn't even give him even one needle space. They wouldn't give. Because the dharmic, according to dharma, they are entitled to get half the kingdom. But he was not willing to give even one needle space. He even insulted Krishna. So to such a person, he wanted to fight adharma, but he is now becoming a weakling. All those things, they are all forgotten. So he himself contradicts his purpose. The purpose for which he came to the battle, he contradicts it. So it looks as though fighting the battle is for the sake of kingdom and pleasures. He is now trying to interpret it that way, which was never the case at all before he came to the battle. So fighting the battle is not for pleasure nor kingdom. That was the original intent, was dharma. So the fight was necessitated because dharma adharma problem was the prevalent problem. So forgetting that completely, he is asking all irrelevant things, not for a kshatriya. Krishna could have corrected. Krishna is watching. He is listening to him. So he could have very easily corrected him. But no, Arjuna is so much overwhelmed now with emotion that he goes on talking. So Krishna has to do what? Allow him to only talk and wind out completely. If he interprets now and then say, oh, I'll correct you, he's not going to listen. He is so overwhelmed. So let this guy dry up. That's what Krishna is waiting. He is not saying anything to him. Because when the person is emotional and is giving wrong logic, never attempt to correct that person at that time. Let him completely let out whatever he has in his mind. Allow that guy. Because no reasoning will go into his head. He will never come to his senses. If you try, so you wait for him to completely exhaust. That's what Krishna is doing. Because when a person keeps quiet, but here there is another problem also can happen. Now Arjuna is going on rattling, all this he is telling. Krishna is keeping quiet. Then what he might think? Oh, maybe I am saying the right things. Krishna is listening. So Krishna is quiet. So that means whatever I am saying, he is agreeing. So he may take his quietness as an acknowledgement of whatever he is selling. So that problem can be there. So maunam sarvartha sammadam. There is a statement. Maunam, when you are keeping quiet, they may think it is You are agreeing with them. Sarvartha Sammatam. So Arjuna just continues thinking that Krishna is accepting whatever he is telling. So he doesn't stop. He keeps on telling more and more. So as though Krishna is accepting everything he says. So he goes on. Acharya pitara putraha.
Acharya pitara putraha. Acharya pitara putraha.
Tathaiva cha pitamahaha.
Tathaiva cha pitamahaha. Tathaiva cha pitamahaha.
Acharya pitara putraha. Tathaiva cha pitamahaha.
Acharya pitara putraha. Tathaiva cha pitamahaha.
मातुला श्वशुरा पौत्राः
मातुला श्वशुरा पौत्राः मातुला श्वशुरा पौत्राः
शाला संबंधिनस्तथा
शाला संबंधिनस्तथा शाला संबंधिनस्तथा
मातुला श्वशुरा पौत्राः शाला संबंधिनस्तथा
मातुला श्वशुरा पौत्राः स्वशाला
हन्तुमिच्छामि
एतान्नहन्तुमिच्छामि एतान्नहन्तुमिच्छामि
नतोऽपि मधुसूदन
नतोऽपि मधुसूदन नतोऽपि मधुसूदन
एतान्नहन्तुमिच्छामि नतोऽपि मधुसूदन
एतान्नहन्तुमिच्छामि नतोऽपि मधुसूदन एतान्नहन्तुमिच्छामि
अपित्रैलोक्यराज्यस्य
अपित्रैलोक्यराज्यस्य अपित्रैलोक्यराज्यस्य
हेतो किं नु मही कृते
हेतो किं नु मही कृते हेतो किं नु मही कृते
अपित्रैलोक्यराज्यस्य हेतो किं नु मही कृते
अपित्रैलोक्यराज्यस्य हेतो किं नु मही कृते
So he asks Krishna, do you know in front of me who are the people I have to kill? So he's asking Krishna, Acharyaha, my own teachers, who are all very highly respected by me. Pitaraha, who are like my father. Aged people like my father. Putraha, who are like my own children. These are all my children are also there in the war. Anyway. Tathaivacha pitamahaha. Who are as good as my grandfather. Matulaha, uncles. Shashuraha, in-laws. Duryodhana's in-laws are all like his own in-laws. Pautraha, grandsons. Shalaha, brothers-in-law. Sambandhinastata, all other relationships. Who are all they? They are all swajanam, my people. They are all my relatives. These are the people I am going to kill. Therefore, yetan khantum na ichchami. I do not want to kill them. Hantum na ichchami. But blowing the conch has already happened. Because the war is now just to start. Because they blew the conch, these people have blown the conch, all these other drums, everything. Now the order has to be just given to shoot. That's all is remaining. People can just shoot now. Because everything is done now. Both the parties have agreed for the war, for the start of the war. So if they shoot the arrows, Arjuna might be killed because he is not prepared for the war yet. He is standing there. They may shoot the war any time. They shoot the arrows. He can be killed. Arjuna says, does not matter. Even if they are going to shoot the arrow and I am going to be killed, does not matter. Gnataha api Madhusudana. Oh, Madhusudana. Madhusudana. Krishna is called Madhusudana because he is the destroyer of a demon called Madhu. Madhu. So, he is Madhusudana. So, even if they shoot at me now, because war has begun already. We have agreed. I have to give up my life. I do not mind because for me even my life is secondary because these people I respect, these are great people, these are my own kith and kin. So when they are dying, going to die in this war, if I am going to die, does not matter. Api trailokya rajyasya hetoho. I won't fight this war for getting the three worlds even. If I have to get all the Bhuloka, Bhuvarloka, Suvarloka, if I have to get all the three worlds also, I won't fight this war. Api trailokya rajyasya hetoho. kimnu mahi krite, then what to talk of a small kingdom? I won't fight this war even if I have to get all the three worlds. What to talk about the small kingdom to fight this war and get this kingdom? I am not going to fight this war. I am not interested in the process. Even if I have to be killed, does not matter. I will die. That is the extent of his attachment. That is the extent of his sorrow, intensity of his sorrow. That is the extent of his delusion, the mohaha, which blunted his intellect and did not allow him to see what is dharma and what is adharma. That is the attachment so intense, considers superior to even Trailokyam, all the three worlds, you know, what position he is now in. A person who was such a dharmic great kshatriya has become less than an ordinary human mortal. He has become such a. So the sorrow will be understood only when the intensity is known very, very clearly. So his intensity is very, very clearly seen. Then the whole earth, mahi means the whole earth. It is nothing for me. It is nothing for me. I am ready to renounce all for the sake of whom? Preserving my people, swajanam. So for the sake of preserving my people, not killing them, I am willing to sacrifice all of them. So he continues, Dhartarashtran nihatya, by killing Dhartarashtras, the Kauravas, the sons of Dhritarashtra. I told, sons of Dhritarashtra are called Dhartarashtra. So by killing the Dhartarashtras, the Kauravas, ka pritisyat, what benefit will I get? Ka pritisyat. Again he looks at from the angle of what? Himself. By killing them, what benefit I will get? From the personality angle, he will not get anything. In a war, every soldier, what he gets? He's not getting anything from the personal angle. Maybe he loses his life, maybe some limbs. Maybe they may get some salary. But what else? Nothing else. So that's what he is going to get. So from the personality angle, he will not get anything. Not his family also will get anything. Will be only loss mostly. The benefit is only what? From the point of view of the total. From the total war. What is the outcome of that war? Soldiers do not get anything individually perhaps. They may get some salary, maybe some awards also. That Veer Chakra, this Veer Chakra, Param Veer Chakra, they may get some of those things. But national interest is only most important in a war. So in whatever war we can talk of, there is only national interest that is important. So, O Janardana, Krishna, actually Krishna is now listening because now he is talking more dharma. So he is now listening more because he is not sleeping. Krishna, he wants to make sure that Krishna is, sometimes you keep on talking to somebody, he is not responding anything. He is just listening, means whether he is awake or sometimes you may get the doubt. So he is asking, oh Krishna, he is asking again him, because Krishna is having a diplomatic face. He is, without any reaction, he is just looking at him. So he wants to verify whether he is sleeping or not. He says, Papameva ashrayede asman hatvaitan atatayinaha. In this line actually, his whole foolishness is clearly expressed in this line. Papameva ashrayede asman hatvaitan atatayinaha. The height of moham. The height of delusion, confusion. So if his vision has been one of compassion or love, then that would be fine. But his attachment. So the blood vision, that how it is apparent, he says, Papameva ashrayete. Suddenly he was so far talking about rajyam, happiness, boga, all that. Now he is starting to talk about what? Papam punyam. All these Papa Punyas he is starting now. Suddenly he is talking about Papam and Punyam. To fight the war, he says, will be a great sin. Earlier he was telling that how I will fight the war because they are all my relatives, dear people, my kith and kin. Now he is telling fighting the war is a sin. He is going to Papa Punyam now. And even that is fine, he says, Hatva Yetan Atatayanaha. By killing these Atatayis, Atatayi literally means greatest sinner. He already acknowledges them as greatest sinners. By fighting this war and killing these greatest sinners, he is going to cause great sin to himself. Now, what a logic it is. So, when he commits, actually these are all Atatayis. Atatayi means the one who commits Mahapatakas. Actually, the first class, I think I told you what is a Mahapataka in the case of a Kshatriya. Agnidaha Garadaschaivam Shastrapanihi Dhanapakaha Kshetra Tarapahartacha Panchaitem Khyatatayinaha. So these are the five kind of sins. What are those? Agnidaha. Agnidaha means burning somebody's house, somebody's dwelling. Agnidaha. Then Garadaschaiva. Garadaha means poison. So giving poison to somebody. And Shastrapanihi. Shastrapanihi is the person, somebody doesn't have a weapon to defend himself. Now you go and kill that person. So that is the person, Shastrapani. You have your weapon, but killing a person who doesn't have a weapon. Dhanapakaha. You take away somebody's wealth. Dhanapakaha. Kshetra Dharapakartacha. Somebody's place you take away, somebody's wife you take away. These are all considered to be Mahapatakas, great sins. So Atatayi is a person who does all these sins. And all the Duryodhanas, they all fit into this category. They are all Mahapatakas. They are all Atatayis. And Arjuna knows that. And in spite of it, he says, by killing these Atatayis, what will happen? Only Papameva Ashraya. We will get only Papam. We will get only sin. That's what he says. So according to Dharma Shastra, punishment is what for these people? Shoot at sight. The moment you see a guy performing this Mahapataka, you shoot him at sight. Atatayinaha Ayantam Hanyadeva Avicharataha is the Shastram. Avicharataha, don't even inquire. When a guy comes who is a Mahapataka, shoot at sight. That is what Shastra says. This he knows Ashastatriya. For him, he knows. So Hanyadeva Avicharataha. That is the no inquiry even is conducted to shoot them. But Arjuna says, all these Kauravas, they are great sinners, he says, but if he kills them, which is the duty of his Kshatriya, will it get Punyam or Papam? He will get Punyam only. But what he says, what he concludes, I will get Papam by killing the Kshatriyas. That is what he is concluding. Normally, Himsa is Papam. Himsa is always Papam. Hurting somebody is Papam, is sin. But where it is the question now. Here, Himsa is Punyam. Because reason is, that is why all the Kshatriyas who die in wars, who fight this war, they go to Virasurga. They are, they might have killed a lot of people in battle, but they all kill them for the sake of Dharma. So to establish Dharma, if you have to fight the battle and even kill somebody, that person goes to Virasurga. He is given Swarga because it is a dharmic warfare. It is not adharmic warfare, but his vision is so vitiated, so blunted right now. He says, Papamevam Ashrayet Asman Hatvaitan Atadayanaha. By killing these adharmic people, by sinners, by killing them, I get sin. This is what he says. This is the problem of his intellect because it is blunted. Actually, every human being can have some weakness or the other. People have always weakness. And what intellect does, intellect wants in the beginning. Hey, you are doing something wrong. Intellect tells you. But what happens? The mind wins over the intellect. Sometimes it will get so addicted to something, it will keep on trying to do that thing. Intellect told you first time, hey, don't do it. It's wrong. But mind is always, it is sankalpa, vikalpa, atmaka, manaha, always vacillates. So mind always wants to do things. And the addiction is so strong, then what happens to the intellect? Intellect starts to justify the mind. That is what you see all the smokers, all the addicts, the drug addicts, the drunkards. What they will do? If I don't drink, this guy has got a shop, wine shop. If I don't drink, what that poor guy will do? He has to sell wine. He has to sell drugs. He will try, the intellect will start to argue in that manner. Because mind is so addicted now, he cannot get out of that weakness, so intellect now tries to justify. So that is what is happening now in case of Arjuna also. Even though he describes all the Kauravas, the Dhartarashtras, as Atatayinaha, he tries to justify not killing them for the sake of Punya Papa. Again, which is wrong. So, Hatva Yetan Papameva Ashrayadem, only Ashrayate, only sin will come to us. These are all indications of what? Again, confusion, moha, or delusion. First, we talked about raga. Then we talked about the intensity of grief, the intensity of sorrow, and it was indicated by what? Sidanti mama gatrani mukancha parishushyati. My word, you know, mouth is dried up. I lose strength in all my, you know, organs. My gandiva, my, you know, the danus, it falls away, bow falls away. All those things he talked about. That is all intensity of shoka. And from the next sloka onwards, they are all the 31st sloka onwards, they are all indications of moha, the confusion or the delusion. Nacha shreyanu pashyami. From that sloka onwards, he doesn't see any shreyas in the war. From that sloka onwards, it is all moha. So the picture is complete. What are the picture now? Samsara darshanam was the topic. There the three things involved in samsara. What are the three things? One is attachment, raga. Another is shoka, sorrow. Third is moha, delusion. So all these three things are very evident in Arjuna that has caused the grief. So Arjuna can now see samsara darshanam is possible because he can now recognize these are the things that he has. Tasman narha vayam hantum.
Tasman narha vayam hantum. Tasman narha vayam hantum.
Dhartarashtran svabandavaha. Tasman narha vayam hantum. Dhartarashtran svabandavaha.
Tasman narha vayam hantum.
Swajanam hikatam hatva.
Swajanam hikatam hatva. Swajanam hikatam hatva.
Sukhinasyama madhavah.
Sukhinasyama madhavah. Sukhinasyama madhavah.
Swajanam hikatam hatva. Sukhinasyama madhavah.
Swajanam hikatam hatva. Sukhinasyama madhavah. Swajanam hikatam hatva.
So he draws a conclusion. Tasmat vayam hantum na arha. My conclusion is what? Not to kill these people. Whom? Dhartarashtra, the Kauravas. That is my conclusion. I am not going to kill them. I am not going to fight the war. I am not to kill them at all. We should not kill at all. What is the logic? Svabandhava. They are all my people. They are all my kitankin. They are all my own relationship. Swajanam hi katam hatva. By killing my own people, swajanam, how many swas are here? You see, swajanam, swabandhava, all swaswa, my people. Katam sukhin syama. How can we lead a happy life? By killing our own people, our own kitan kin, how can we lead a happy life? And another thing also becomes clear, his happiness depends on these people too. He again, now by killing these people, how I can be happy? When he says that, he also acknowledges the fact that his happiness depends on these people. It's not independent of these people. That's what he is acknowledging. And what is the source or cause of attachment? When I am not happy with myself, then only I need to lean on somebody else for my happiness. When I am not happy with myself, I lean on others, other people, I lean on other things. Attachment is developed. By leaning on them, I develop attachment. When those things are gone, I feel sorrow. I feel unhappy. My life becomes miserable because my happiness depended on them. I cannot be happy myself. I have to depend on something else to be happy. It is not that he does not want to kill them for their sake. No problem. He does. But he says, by killing them, how can I be happy? He is asking the question now, how can I be happy by killing them? So if my happiness is not concerned, I may kill them. But how can I be happy? He killed so many people in so many battles. It didn't matter at all because his happiness did not depend on those killings. here now by killing them, my happiness depends on them. So even though it looks like compassion, it is really not compassion, because his happiness depends on them. He wants his happiness to be independent of that. So that's what he says. So even our love towards our own wife and children too is because of what? Many times, because of my happiness. Because I feel happy by loving my wife, she is happy, I am happy. That causes me happiness. So many times, this attachment and love is always mistaken. You love a person for the sake of loving the person. You love the person regardless of what they are. You love the person. If you have to add a color to that, oh, this person is so good, I love. This person is so attractive, I love. This person is so helpful, I love. The moment those attributes are gone, your love is also gone. So here, it is all sheer attachment. So Upanishad clearly points out what? Atmanastu kamaya sarvam priyam bhavati. Atmanastu kamaya sarvam priyam bhavati. It is the selfishness that is the motive. Atmanastu priyam. Because these are all dear to me. People will not accept it though, but it is really so. Because it is dear to them. Arjuna, he openly asked, katam vayam sukinaha syama. How will I be happy by killing these people, O Madhava? Again, he is addressing Krishna as Madhava, because he wants to make sure. When we conversation, we normally say, you know, are you listening, or that kind of thing. You know, he is trying to make sure that Krishna is sleeping. So he said, tasmat. He perhaps expected Krishna to say that, you know, he should turn back and then fight the war, perhaps he thought. So he wants to now say, concluding, tasmat, because of that. Therefore, I'm not going to fight the war. That is his conclusion. Krishna, as usual, is still diplomatic. He is still mum. Mum is the word. He is still listening to him. And Arjuna is not able to recognize what is the reaction of Krishna. This guy is just listening. He is looking at with a strange smile on his face. He is listening to him. So he continues again with his arguments, because he thought he is not, whether Krishna is really convinced or not, he is now, because he wants somebody to be a party to it. Right? Now, when you do something wrong, you want somebody else also to be party to that, right? So he wants him to be party to that. So he wants his open acknowledgement. Yes, Arjuna, what you are saying is right. We should not fight the battle. Let us stop it. He wants Krishna to say that. He is not doing that. So Krishna only allows Arjuna to empty his cup. Whatever he has, empty it out. All the cup of foolishness. Whatever he has, all delusion and all. And afterwards, once he pours out the entire thing, the mind is now clear. Everything is gone out of the mind. Then pour Gita into that mind. That's what Krishna is waiting. So let this guy empty his mind. Yadyap yetena pashyanti.
Yadyap yetena pashyanti. Yadyap yetena pashyanti.
Lobhopahata chetasaha.
Lobhopahata chetasaha.
Yadyapyetena pashyanti lobhopahata chetasaha.
Yadyapyetena pashyanti lobhopahata chetasaha. Yadyapyetena pashyanti lobhopahata chetasaha.
Kulakshaya kritam dosham.
Kulakshaya kritam dosham. Kulakshaya kritam dosham.
Mitradrohe cha padakam.
Mitradrohe cha padakam. Mitradrohe cha padakam.
Kulakshaya kritam dosham. Mitradrohe cha padakam.
Mitradrohe cha padakam.
First chapter 38. Kulakshaya kritam dosham. Mitradrohe cha padakam.
Kulakshaya kritam dosham.
Katham nagyeyam asmabhihi.
Katham nagyeyam asmabhihi. Katham nagyeyam asmabhihi.
Papadasman nivartitum.
Papadasman nivartitum. Papadasman nivartitum.
Katham nagyeyam asmabhihi. Papadasman nivartitum.
Katham nagyeyam asmabhihi. Papadasman nivartitum. Katam nagyeyam asmabhihi papadasmani vartitum.
Kulakshaya kritam dosham.
Kulakshaya kritam dosham.
ప్రపశ్యద్భిర్జనార్దన కులక్షయకృతం దోషం ప్రపశ్యద్భిర్జనార్దన So his delusion gets further intensified and now he is giving more supporting arguments. Now Arjuna is giving more supporting arguments. Not only that, he says, thank God, at least I have come back to senses. That's what now he thinks. He thinks, at least I have come back to senses. Till now I was foolish. I was a foolish person. Now I think I have come back to senses. What is that? I should not fight this war. That's what he is thinking. Not knowing these important things. I came to this battle. I did not realize all these things. Now I got wisdom at the nick of the moment. Now I should stop the war. I should not fight this war. That's what he says. So not only I am wise now, but all other people unfortunately have blurred vision. So he now thinks everybody else has got blurred vision. He only is wise. They are not able to find the difference between dharma and adharma. This is Arjuna's conclusion now. Dharma and adharma, they are not able to find the difference, including whom? My own people. This Bhishma, Drona, they are all ready to fight. They are not even able to understand this dharma, adharma. Whereas I am now understanding, that's what he thinks. Now that I have come to my senses, I should now stop the war. That is his take. Now, yadyapi yetena pashyanti. All these people have buddhi. They don't know the adharma involved in this war. All these people have buddhi, they have got, they are intelligent, Bhishma intelligent man, Drona intelligent man. But even though they have the buddhi, they are not understanding the adharma in this war. So for all other people, na pashyanti, they do not see. What? Lobam upahata chetasaha. Lobo upahata chetasaha. Lobam upahata chetasaha. Because their intellect is chetasaha intellect. Is stifled, is blunted. Upahata means suppressed. Their intellect is suppressed. It is made inoperative. The intellect is not functioning. It is made inactive. Because of what? Their lobham. Their lobham means their greed. They are all interested in their greed. They are driven by greed. Greed is evil. That is correct. But here the fight is not for greed. Arjuna is concluding that the fight is for greed. Even though it was not for, he himself came to the battlefield without greed. He himself came to the battlefield for dharma. But he is now interpreting that is greed and he has forgotten all those things, whatever he originally thought of for coming to the battle. So, lobham, upahatam, chetasaha, overcome by greed, all other people are not able to see, but we should see what are the evils that are involved. He is now discussing with Krishna. They are all not able to see what are the evils of this war. Now we should see what are those. What are the evil involved? In the previous sloka, what he said? My near and dear ones are going to die. Swajanam, hananam. That's what he talked about. My own people are going to die. My relatives are going to die. That is the dosha. That is the defect in this war. In this war, in other wars, this defect is not there. In other wars, you are killing an enemy who is not your relative. Some country, you go and wage a war, you kill them. Here you are fighting your own relatives. That is the dosha in this war. So that defect was not there because he was killing somebody else in other battles. Whereas in this battle, that is the problem. And when that argument was not sufficient, because that's what he was telling Arjuna, I don't want to kill my own people. Now when he doesn't know whether that was sufficient to convince Krishna. Now he says, he gives further arguments. Not only my near and dear ones are going to die, but so much of dharmas are also going to die in this war. He is telling not only people, my people, so much of dharma are also going to perish. So from the standpoint of dharma also, it is going to be evil. It is going to be evil to kill all my people, that is number one. But by this war, several dharmic concepts are also going to die. Kulakshaya kritam dosham mitra drohecha padakam. The evil of kulakshayam. Kulakshayam means the destruction of kulam, the race, the families. By destroying the kulam, prapashyat bihi, seeing well, asmat bihi, by us, Kulakshaya Kritam Dosham, done by the decay of the Kulam. Kulakshaya means decay of the Kulam. Kulam means the race, the families. Katam na nyeyam. Why not learn asmat papat nivartitam, to abstain from this sin? Looking at the dosha, the defect of killing one's own people, why not these people see this dosha, this defect, this papam, and abstain from the sin of committing this warfare? Why would they not stop this war? He is asking everybody else to commit to stop the war now. This is the introduction to an elaborate argument that Arjuna is going to take up now, which is going to be that what? That the families are the protectors of dharma. So families, he is going to talk all this now. The families are the protectors of dharma in any society. And because family is the building block, the basic building block from which society is built. So they are the so family is very, very important building block. So like the brick of a building. So family is the unit. So for a society, family is the unit, the fundamental unit. And if the dharma, the harmony, the rhythm of the cosmic makeup, the society, the harmony, if it is to be maintained, the dharma is supported by a family only, a kulam only. Because that is the building block. So you have to protect it. So if dharma is to be protected, kulam has to be protected. Family has to be protected. And if family has to be protected, all these people have to be protected. They all belong to my family. They all have to be protected. So for the sake of dharma, we have to stop this war. Now he is now trying to interpret. For the sake of dharma only, he wanted to fight the war to start with. But now he is saying, for the sake of dharma, we have to stop this war. So Arjuna does not come to the topic of dharma at all, but unfortunately he is analyzing dharma with the eyes of raga dvesha. That is the problem. He is analyzing dharma all right, but the vision of him is clouded by raga, the attachment, and dvesha, the hatred. So with this impurity, the objectivity is lost. His analysis will not be complete, will be inaccurate. So the weak buddhi will interpret according to its weakness only. Because his buddhi is weak now. Intellect is weak, is blunted. So he will interpret even dharma from the point of weakness only. So his study of dharma will be with his ragadvesha. Dharma has to be studied without ragadvesha. You have to analyze dharma without attachment for the sake of dharma only. Here he is trying to interpret dharma stained with ragadvesha, and intellect which is stained with ragadvesha, which is all going to be what? Incorrect. Because of moha. Again, delusion and confusion. So for dharma to be protected, kulam has to be protected. That's what he says. Kulam has to be protected. But in this war, kulakshaya kritam. Kulakshaya is going to create lot of problems. Kulakshaya means the decay of kulam, the destruction of all these families is going to create a lot of problem. Not only kulam, but also mitra drohe cha padakam. I also see the sin in mitra droha, in harming our friends, mitras. These are all friends. By harming them, I also see the sin in them, the friends of our relatives and all those. So mitras are to be helped. We have to help our friends. But here we are trying to kill them when they are in danger. But now I am putting them in danger, which is another great sin. So he is going to now elaborate in the next two shlokas, up to actually the 44th shloka, the discussion of kulakshaya, destruction of the family, and the harm arising out of it in a society. He is going to talk about in the next shlokas, which are even more interesting, because he is going to talk about some fundamental virtues like, you know, chastity and this and all the behavior of ladies. All those he is going to talk about in the next few shlokas. So he is utterly confused. Utterly confused to the extent he wants to get out of the war. He does not want to fight the war even a bit. That is the extent of his confusion, his delusion. That is why he is grief-stricken so intensely.